Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Sydney Sweeney's a Nazi. Who cares? Who cares? Don't we have more important things to worry about than whether Sydney Sweeney wants a white future for this country? No, I'm literally serious. Why does it matter to me that Sydney Sweeney wants to live in a white country with white babies sucking on her white titties? Why would that matter to me? If Sydney Sweeney wants her white breast milk from her white titties to feed her white babies who grow up to be white warriors in a white country, why would I care? Why does that destabilize my day that Sydney Sweeney simply wants a white man to put his white semen in her white body to have white babies who will feast on her white breast milk that comes out of her formidable white titties? And then they become white warriors in a white army in a white country to fight for Christendom, to save Europe, to save the Western world. Why is that such a big deal that American Eagle has chosen to highlight these wants and needs of hers? And it's supposed to be a big deal that Sydney's that ad that says Sydney Sweeney, 1488, we must secure a white future for white children. Or whatever, 14 words, Sydney Sweeney, the Jewish question, Sydney Sweeney. Why is that such a big deal? Why is it such a big deal that Sydney Sweeney did an ad with her tits out and it said, and the pull quote from the ad, which seems to upset a lot of people, is she had good genes, right? Sydney Sweeney has good genes. And then under that it said, there are a lot of them in media. Why is that such a problem? If that's the pull quote, Sydney Sweeney, American Eagle, there are, quote, a lot of them in media. What does she mean by that? Who are them? But what does it matter? She's just an attractive Nazi woman. There are pretty Nazis. Are there, of every group of people, there have always been attractive members of that group, obviously, and Sydney Sweeney is one of them. So instead of getting upset that this Nazi looks better than you, go to the gym. What did Epstein Donnie say about this? Get up Donald Trump's tweet about this. He's getting involved in this. They just moved Ghislaine to a prison so they can kill her, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Donald Trump truth socialed something about Sydney Sweeney. He's like, why don't you pigs go to the gym? And this is a guy that eats McDonald's every day. But he said something to the extent of like, hey, you ugly woke losers, if you didn't treat yourselves like shit, you could look like fucking Sydney Sweeney. But you're not gonna. But still, you can do better than you're doing now. If the Democrats want to win again, they got to stop this, where they like get angry about nonsense. It's very silly, and it doesn't matter to anybody. Nobody cares. A lot of this stuff is like what discredits liberalism to people because they realize it's about nothing. At least with Bin Laden, who wants to run New York City, he's going to get rid of the cops. And if you have any money, he's just going to let mobs of teenagers attack you on the street and grab your cell phone, which, by the way, I'm almost not kidding about. But that's something. You see, Zoran Bin Laden, at least going, we're going to just take everyone's private property and redistribute it, is at least something. I don't agree with it, but it's something. This is less than nothing, by the way. Like, putting your laser focus on an ad for jeans is nothing. And that's what discredits liberalism for a lot of people. They go, well, it's not even real. Get that back up. Yeah. Many Democrats and Democrat supporters have been criticizing the American Eagle Company, which has one of the great patriotic names for a company. For its latest ad campaign to sell blue jeans starring the beautiful and talented Sydney Sweeney, these online crybabies are calling the company and Sydney fascist. Totally ridiculous. Selling blue jeans is about as American as you can get, if we're being totally honest. Maybe if these fat, ugly losers spent more time working on themselves, they wouldn't be so angry about everything MAGA. To which I'm sure most of the comments were, release the list, release the list, release the list. As they should be, release it. I don't think he's going to, but it's a fair rallying cry, and it seems to be the only thing that does drive him insane. Nothing else is, he didn't like when like Tim Walz called him weird. That kind of pivoted him in the direction where he seemed to be. But this seems to really get to him, the release the list. Because he did have 1,000 FBI agents combing over that list, redacting his name wherever they found it. And there are like lots of videos of him in a conga line with Jeffrey Epstein. So at this point, if he's not implicated in having sex with a minor, this is much weirder. So whatever it is, put it out. The country's, the people in the country can handle it. The people in the country can handle it. The FBI redacted Trump's name in the Epstein files. The Bureau's team tasked with conducting a final review of the records blacked out the names before higher-ups said last month that releasing the documents would not be appropriate or warranted. So you have all these wealthy people, well-connected people, implicated in the horrific abuse of children. Now, did all of them do it? That's the argument. Maybe they're just named and they didn't do it. Maybe. Okay. But from the documents, there should be some way to ascertain that, I'm sure. Thousands of documents over many years. It's a big investigation. The FBI has all the information. So their whole thing is like, well, we can't release them because like somebody could be named in it, but they're like innocent. They didn't do anything. Well, if that's the case, it was an investigation. So there would be some way to ascertain who was like really involved and who wasn't. Most likely, it's not just going to be a complete clusterfuck. So I think it's just a lot of people who were involved who also, you know, don't want their name. The idea that Trump is doing this to protect other people is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, did he suddenly overnight become like a conscientious guy who cares about his fellow people, his fellow billionaires? He's upset and cares about them. No, if he didn't feel like this implicated him, it would have been out months ago, most likely. If he wasn't nailed somehow in this, this is out months ago. This is not, he's not like, he doesn't care about any of his friends that much, I would imagine. So this whole argument that like, well, we can't release this stuff because it's going to implicate people that are named, but they really didn't do it or whatever. Put it out. See what's there. But we all know it. That's not the real reason they won't put it out. And that's only part of the reason that they're giving, that they won't put it out. Right now they're trying things to see if it'll work. They're seeing, it's like a comedian at an open mic where you see if a premise will stick. You're like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? They're trying theories. They're going like, hey, what about if the porn isn't, it's just pornography from the internet? How about that? And that was told to me directly. Or then they go like this. They go, hey, what about if it's just a bunch of good billionaires that might get ensnared in this or caught up in it, but they actually didn't do anything wrong? How about that? And the public goes, I don't think that's it. And they're like, well, how about this? How about that Ghislaine's like a liar and she's just going to start lying? And you go, yeah, maybe, but also just put out what you got. So they're just trying to see what will work. And nothing's working, so that's why they're transferring Ghislaine now. Get this up. They just put her in a minimum security prison because they're going to I don't know, but it seems like they're going to try to kill her. Ghislaine Maxwell was quietly moved. Quietly. Where are we going, darling? Where are we going, darling? In the middle of the night. Quietly moved from a Florida prison to a more comfortable one in Texas this week as she campaigns for a pardon from President Donald Trump. Jeffrey Epstein's associate was serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking in a low-security Tallahassee prison but was moved to Texas on Thursday to the minimum-security federal prison Camp Bryan in Southeast Texas. Minimum security. It's kind of a have at her. Have at her, boys, gals. So they're right now, the Mossad is trying to find a butch lesbian to go get her. That's what's going on right now. A butch lesbian is sitting in that jail, and the Mossad is about to find a real butch dykey lesbian to go crack Ghislaine Maxwell in the head. She's going to go crack her in the face. Maxwell's new home holds mostly white-collar criminals, and unlike the Tallahassee facility, is only for female criminals. She will now be able to purchase beauty and leisure items from the commissary, including makeup and crochet and sewing kits, which, by the way, one of those women is going to use one of those kits to cut her throat. That's obvious. They got to kill this bitch now. She's got to go now. This is like go time. The Mossad is like, she's going to the new prison where she can buy makeup tonight. She's going to get a makeover tonight, and a big butch lesbian's going to cut her throat. They're going to cut her throat. I'm telling you, that's the plan. There is a plan. When Miriam Adelson gave Trump all that money after January 6th, and she was the only one fucking with him, and she was like, I'll give you this. This is before all those tech people decided how much they loved populism and Donald Trump and borders and tariffs. But Miriam Adelson gave him $100 million, and she was out there early saying, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to help make you the president of the United States. Miriam Adelson had a few requests. You don't just get $100 million. That's not the way $100 million works. Nobody just gives you $100 million without having an opinion. I've been given far less money during creative projects, and people have an opinion. When I do something with the Netflix or whatever, it doesn't mean you necessarily have to listen to it, but they always give it. Because the minute someone opens their pocketbook, they feel that they're entitled to give an opinion. Now, thankfully, on the comedy specials, Netflix doesn't give a ton of opinion unless I'm, like, slandering, I don't know, some public person. It's a legal issue. But usually, if you're in development, and I've been in development with a bunch of shows that have never made the air, the minute somebody gives you money for a script or to make a pilot or whatever, they say, and by the way, here are notes. They have notes. They have notes. They have things they think you should do. Yes, we like the project, but here's, if we could see it in a different light. We just want to steer it this way. We want to help. We want it to be as successful as possible. And here's how we think you should do it. You get notes. When Miriam Adelson gives you $100 million, you get notes. You get notes. Here's one of the main notes. Israel is going to call the shots. That's note number one. That's note number one. And that's her only note. So that's actually, she comes in and she goes, I don't have a lot of notes. This is actually going to be a relatively easy process. I have one note. It's not a big note. It's just one note and we can get this out of the way. And once we get it out of the way, it's not actually a big deal. We don't even have to talk about it again. My one note is that Israel's just going to run this thing. Okay, I'm going to give you a hundred mil. I'm going to give you $100 mil. It's my one note. It's my one. This is the version of like Netflix going, we don't love the main character. Like I'm in an animated thing with them right now. And they go, we don't love the main character. We don't get the main character. People are not connecting with the main character. That's their version of that. Miriam Adelson's version of that is like, hey, one note. Again, not a huge deal. It is a deal breaker, of course. And I don't think you should be upset about it at all. But Israel's just going to run a thing. We just have to do whatever the hell we want to do in Gaza. We're probably going to have to bomb Iran. And you're probably not going to, you can't release these Epstein docs because it's going to be maybe a little egg on our face, egg on your face, Donnie, egg on everybody's face. So That's our note. That's our note. And then the other billionaires come in with their notes and, you know, and they have all kinds of notes. But I think that's her big note. I don't think she's especially passionate about the infrastructure in America. I don't think like people like Miriam Adelson are really like, hey, what concerns me? The state of our bridges. I don't like every time I drive over one, I go, is this thing going to go? That's not what concerns her. A major funder of a pro-Israel politics and a prolific donor to Jewish causes, Adelson, 79, is carrying on a legacy she built with her late husband, casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. And she comes in and she's like, listen, I'm here. I'm giving you the money. And the money, because now let's just realize what the Trump administration has been for the first 8 months. The Trump administration has basically been an auction. It's an auction. And everybody is submitting a bid on our country. Qatar, Israel, the American people are like far in the back going, hey, we up, hey. But Israel, Qatar, China, everybody is trying to position themselves to basically get as much as they can from the Trump administration. How much can we get? How much equity is in this guy before we throw him away? Before he doesn't matter anymore? He's already deflating. The poll numbers are collapsing. That big, beautiful bill may be the last legislative thing he did. But all these people, Zuckerberg, Palantir, they're all lining up going, give me what you can before you are totally worthless to me. Because the clock, as soon as he won the election, there is a ticking clock to when he is worthless. When he is either mired in scandal, he has no political clout left, his health is failing, he's out of office, whatever. The Democrats win the midterms. Before he's a lame duck. That's why everything's got to happen up front. Executive orders, quick. Ramming through legislation now. We need it now. We're not balancing our attack here over 4 years. Palantir wants the money now. They're not waiting for it. All of these people gave him things, and the favors are to be paid back immediately. There was a big meeting at one of the Hollywood agencies years ago during all these cancellations and shit. You know, remember that? The Me Too and the, you know. And they said, get your clients money now. Their careers are going to be shorter. It's true. It was a real meeting. I'm sure I only know about it at one of the agencies, but it happened probably at all of them. They said, your clients' careers are not going to be 20-year careers anymore. They might be 10. Maybe it's 5. Get their money now. Steal their money now. They're going to end up canceled on drugs and broke. This is when it was at its height. And there was that, you know, people were getting thrown to the wolves left and right. And these agencies were going, hey, you got to push them. Put them on tour. Back to back. Keep them on the road. Keep them making money. If they get offered a movie, make them do 2. Go. You don't need a break. That rape's coming out eventually. You're going to be out. Get their money now. Steal their money now. And these people, the Miriam Adelsons and the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Peter Thiels and all that stuff, they want their money back in some form. They want their favors paid back immediately. We want it now. We want the money now. We're not waiting. Get this lesbian to crack just laying in her head tonight, now.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, spiced cider, and espresso martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zyn After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
And Adelson does not represent, by the way, I don't think she represents like mainstream Jewish opinion. She's a very, very deeply radical Israel advocate. She was born in Tel Aviv. You know, she speaks Hebrew. She served in the military. She spends a lot of time in Israel. She's the owner of the country's largest newspaper. She's been swept up in the political and social fervor, gripping the country as it mourns the dead and seeks retribution for October 7th. It's very much like 9/11. After 9/11, people in our country reacted, were radicalized by this, and we made a big mess. We had wars all over the Middle East. We sent refugees flooding through Europe. We destabilized the political situation in Europe. We went $8 trillion in the hole. We violated the Geneva Conventions. We set up a labyrinth of secret torture prisons. We hurt our credibility, and our standing in the world has never been the same since 9/11. It has never been the same since 9/11. After 9/11, we lowered interest rates and cooked up all these asset bubbles, enabling a lot of these mortgage products, which I had nothing to do with, these mortgage products that allowed people to buy homes, but it wasn't a real pathway to ownership. It disguised how much these homes cost. Then we had a financial crisis. Now no one can afford anything. Now every article coming out is that it's good that you don't own a house. It's good to rent. You have more freedom. You don't. It's a lie. But that pillar of the American experience, owning a home, and you go, well, what did 9/11 have to, you know, like that had nothing to do with anything. It was the beginning of a country that was about mass surveillance. It was about indefinite warfare as a permanent column of the Defense Department's budget. If you doubt that, go see Ukraine, by the way. That's my end note or footnote on that. See Ukraine. You have all of these things happening. They all started 9/11. So Adelson, whether she was radicalized before or not, I don't know. She's probably a pretty radical person. But she's a Trump buddy. I mean, she's calling them all the time. They're on the phone. She calls everybody in the administration. She'll call me probably. I've never spoken to her, but she'll call me and threaten my life. I do like the way she looks. Get the image of her up. I do like it. Here's the thing with the supervillains now. They look like it. They look like it. This is the thing. Get her up when she's in on all that white. Yeah, I kind of like the aesthetic of her. I like the aesthetic of her. The thing about the Dick Tracy supervillains right now is that they look like him. And right now, you have a few things happening at once. You have the credibility of Trump collapsing because of the Epstein list, which he is not releasing, the information that the administration is concealing. About the worst crime in the world, by the way. The rape of children is the worst crime in the world. This is not like, remember when they tried to the Barack Obama Solyndra, you know, I don't know, solar panel energy scandal, or Clinton getting head in the Oval Office, or this is the worst crime in the world. And it's being covered up. And the domestic credibility of Trump is collapsing. And internationally, they don't care because it's a lot of dictators that like him. And then there's people that have always hated him. You have that happening. You have Israel waging an incredibly, to say the least, unpopular campaign of famine in Gaza. People are starving. People are dying. When the UN and when inspectors and international agencies are able to get back into Israel, when the press is able to get back in there, the deaths of people are probably going to be much higher than they are now, probably hundreds of thousands of people that have died in this campaign. Gaza is now completely unlivable, and I don't know where these people are going to go. It is being referred to correctly as a genocide, an ethnic cleansing campaign. And again, it all had to happen now. This is, again, this is the theme of what's happening right now. I want you to kind of understand this. This is something I've been thinking about. How no one anymore is waiting. It all has to happen immediately because people know with social media and with technology, there's a limited amount of time you get before inevitably the jig is up. This isn't the 80s. You can't just do things and have people write books about them 30 years later. Most of what you're doing is on camera, on a phone camera. People know what this is, so it all has to happen now. Everything has to happen immediately. So you have this famine campaign, this starvation campaign. Israel goes, we know we've lost so much credibility. We've become a pariah. We've become a rogue state in the way that we've chosen to prosecute this war. We had a horrible attack. We reacted, obviously, understandably, radically. But at this point, the amount of damage done, again, to blameless children, women, people that had nothing to do with it, have no power to release the hostages. The toll on the civilian population, not to mention the ethnic cleansing, the destruction of Gaza, is Israel isn't, they're not stupid. They know what this is going to do to their image and has done to their image. That's why it all had to happen now. People are going to recognize a Palestinian state. Again, I mean... It's not a bad thing, obviously, but the fact that they're doing it now after it has literally been destroyed, I said last episode, feels a bit absurd. The favors are being called in now. Crack Ghislaine's head, get a dike to cut her throat. Now they don't have the time. This is the way it is working. They want to kill this bitch yesterday. That is the goal. They can't have this come out now, a blackmail operation, high level, CIA, Mossad, every rich person in America, a lot of them implicated, everybody's involved in the worst crime ever of raping children. This is the bomb that blows the system up. They're going to kill this bitch. They're going to try to kill this bitch. There's no other way. There's no other way. They're going to try. They may not succeed. I don't know. I'm not clairvoyant. But if they can kill him, they can get to this bitch. She's about to get sad now. She's going to get depressed very quickly now. And they're going to say, well, you know what? She was distraught. She didn't get her pardon. And she decided to cut her throat in her cell with that nail file we let her buy. We shouldn't have let her buy that nail file. And Miriam Adelson and Hillary Clinton are going to sneak into that jail. It's like Orange is the New Black. And Miriam Adelson's going to have her hair in dreadlocks. And Hillary Clinton's going to have a do-rag on. And it's going to be like Orange is the New Black. And they're going to have fake tattoos. And they're going to be hanging out with the dykes. And then some, and then Ghislaine Maxwell is going to get killed. And then everyone's going to say, we shouldn't have let her buy that nail file. God, she was depressed. She didn't get her pardon. She was sad about that. She was so sad that Sidney Sweeney's Nazi tits were on the cover of American Eagle, whatever, calendar magazine. So Ghislaine cut her own throat right before she was about to dime on everybody. Everyone knows what the Epstein thing was. There is no intrigue. There is no mystery. I said this many episodes ago when we first talked about it. It's as obvious as anything's ever been. It's truly as obvious as anything's ever been. And the reasons it's not out are as obvious as anything's ever been. I mean, what? It's like having a cheating dad who then you wonder, you know, God, he's working late all that. I wonder why he's working. You know why. You know why. And your mother knows why, which is why she always looks tortured in the kitchen. Everyone knows. the political fallout from this scandal, it would be monumental, and it would affect some of the wealthiest people in the world and our relationships with different countries, namely Israel. I mean, unless we're all completely wrong here and that Jeffrey Epstein was not at all connected to the Mossad, but it seems he was. It seems he was. So again, it would call into question this relationship that we've had with our, quote, greatest ally for a very long time. That can't happen. I don't care how many, you know, Barry Weiss, whose company is, you know, sold now, is going to sell to CBS for $3 trillion or something. Larry Ellison's son's buying the Free Press. You know, the very important Free Press blog that is on Substack is worth $250 million. And I like Barry, but the free, you know, the one that gets like 7,500 views on YouTube, that powerhouse conglomerate media company is worth $250 million, by the way. So the Tim Dillon show is apparently worth $1 billion. Hello, Miriam. Where's my fucking money? $300 million, $250 million for Barry Weiss's blog, in which she interviewed megastar Ross Douthat from the New York Times about why conspiracies have taken the hold of the American mind. And Ross goes, well, you know, the thing about conspiracies is there is an element of truth. Not in this one. There's not an element of truth. It's that it's all truth. It's all the elements of all of the truth. It's not a kernel of truth. It's lots of kernels in a bag of popcorn. But there's a two, but this is what, and every article now is like, why have conspiracies, the minds of people are being warped, they're melting because of the conspiracy. So, you know, again, and everyone talks about, like, everyone's like, oh, the grift is to go against Israel. It's like, clearly not. The grift is $250,000 for the blog, for your blog. By the way, God bless. Nice woman, sweet, charming woman. Her and her wife, lovely people, no issue with them directly at all. They don't like me anymore, which is fine because, again, you're on the team or you're not on the team. You criticize one thing, I mean, you're off the team. You know, I mean, that website got big during a time in our country when the prevailing wisdom was that our biggest problem was that a white girl would make burritos in Portland. Remember that? That was the time that the Free Press was a revolutionary concept, when, like, there'd be a burrito truck in Portland where some white bitch was making a taco and there was an article about how it was cultural appropriation, or, you know, how it was like, you know, a mansplaining to tell a woman or whatever. That was when the Free Press got big. It was when it was just like this era in our country where we were the most ridiculous, you know, like what a pumpkin say about the history of slavery, like all of those ridiculous. The Free Press came in to counter that narrative. And they had me at some of their debates. And I think some of the people that worked there are fun. And again, it's no shade to Barry. $250 million. Is it worth that? I mean, it's a blog. I mean, it's a full blog. It's a blog. And it's a small YouTube channel. Whatever. I mean, God bless. But apparently the brand equity, and by brand equity means I'm willing to argue for shooting Palestinian toddlers in the face. Brand that's the brand equity of 250 sticks. Give me 400 sticks. Ready? Here I go. The thing about the war, and the thing that people are struggling to understand about Hamas, is terrorism, Hamas, New York City, blow up Trade Center, World Trade Center, flesh face, blood face, child death, your child, killing, suburbs, killing, death, killing, terrorism, terrorism, death, terrorism, Iran, death, terrorism, your children, family, terrorism, theme parks, boom, boom, bridge, bad. And what we have to do is shoot toddler in his face. Thank you. 303. Thank you very much. That was very good. And $300 million for you. Anything else you'd like? That's good. Thank you so much. It's $300 million for you. But that's the argument. I mean, those are the arguments they make at the Free Press. It doesn't even, they don't even pretend, by the way. And God bless them, but they don't even pretend, like, there is no intellectual heft to any of the arguments. They're like, if Iran's not bombed, they're going to rape your mother. You're like, what? My mother's dead. They'll dig her up. Wait, really? They're going to dig my mother up and rape her? This seems odd. Well, they will. Just wait and see. They're going to come kill you. One of my friends is like a real housewife, and somebody from the Free Press was like, people are going to, they'll be outside of her house soon. And I go, what? She reviews chicken salad. They're going to come at her? Like, it, guys, the hysteria is like out of control. So what? Sydney Sweeney's Nazi. She's got nice tits. So what? Why am I upset? I'm supposed to be mad at Sydney Sweeney's Nazi tits? For what?
Love the night? Reach for Zyn After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zyn's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zyn After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Gunman kills four in Manhattan rampage, targeting NFL offices in revenge plot for covering up dangers of the game. People are saying this was a hit on the BlackRock CEO who owned an investment fund that was buying all the houses. I don't know if this guy knew that, actually. Do you think this guy knew that? There's no way he knew that. You think he did that level of research? What's his name?
Devin Tamura. Apparently they found
his name. Okay.
They found a note that like said he was there because of like CTE. And
yeah, of course.
NFL.
Of course, you retards. You think he's doing this because he understands what a real estate investment trust is? You dummies. We're just going to enter into a period of random violence, by the way, where everyone is going to shoehorn whatever political motive they have into the random violence after it's happened. But just by looking at this guy, I can tell you this had nothing to do with the real estate investment trust at BlackRock. I guarantee you this was what he said it was, you know? And what was any, and again, it was about football, CTE.
Yeah, like he was mad that they were covering up CTE and concussions in players. Apparently he had had some history with that. Well, that's not confirmed if he actually had CTE, but he played football.
So interesting what finally puts people over the edge, isn't it? It really is interesting what finally puts, it's a country with it where people are denied healthcare all the time. Shout out to Luigi. We're trying to get him on the show. I'll suck him off on air. Now, also, but what puts people finally over the edge in this country is always interesting to me. You know, the elite just runs rampant doing whatever the hell they want, pillaging, immiserating the lives of people, but this guy's like, all right, you're covering up CTE. That's the end. That's the end for me. That's my personal red line. And hey, I get it. I don't think it's good to start shooting random people. Get that cop up, Dear Adul Islam. Because this is fucked up. That this guy was a cop and the guy's dead and then they killed this other bitch and we'll get her up too. You can't just randomly start killing people. Because then, number one, it's morally wrong. But number two, obviously, it's going to be used as an excuse for the state to clamp down even harder. But obviously, morally, we cannot just start killing people. Yeah, Dear Adul Islam, 36, was providing security for the building. The three other victims have yet to be identified, but we know who they are now. It's a woman who worked at BlackRock, and she was killed as well. And there was, I believe, another cop. Was it two cops?
I think it might have just been the one.
Get the victims' photos up. Because we should honor them. We shouldn't honor the shooter. Get the victims' photos up. And it better not be Sydney Sweeney's Nazi tits. Don't put up Sydney Sweeney's Nazi tits. Put up the people that were shot by the BlackRock guy. We're trying to have a nice moment here. Kind of a nice moment on this show, and we never do. We're never able to have a nice moment because everything's a problem. Yes, RIP Wesley LePatner. Sorry. Go down. Get the next one up. Dear Adul Islam, sorry. Well, I am. Alondi Tien, sorry. This is fucked up. I'm against this. Julia Hyman, sorry. I'm against this. This is terrible. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm kidding. I'm not. What am I supposed to say? I'm saying that I'm deeply sorry that we live in a place where a guy walked in with an AK-47 or what did he, AR or what is it?
It's like an AR. Style.
Whatever. He came in, he killed these people, and these people were just sitting at their fucking job. And these dumb fucks on the internet are saying it was because of Blackstone. Now, I don't like BlackRock, Blackstone, black people, any of it. But what I think is, I'm kidding. That's a joke. Are you laughing, please, in your car? I like Candace Owens. But the point is this. You can't run around shooting people in the face because they're connected to or celebrating, by the way, because he didn't even do that. This guy didn't even do it. You just can't start celebrating the death of a random person who works at a company you hate. There's a lot of companies I dislike. I work with a lot of them, by the way. Okay? There's not a lot of companies in entertainment. You don't shoot. You cannot celebrate the shooting. Get some of these tweets up if you can about the celebrate, you know, because this woman was, she joined Blackstone in 2014, having spent more than a decade at Goldman Sachs. She was 43. She was a managing director and also a member of the Blackstone Real Estate Investment Committee. I'm against Blackstone buying the houses. I've talked about that. I'm against these institutional investors driving up the cost of home ownership. You can't start celebrating the fact that this woman got shot in the face. First of all, do you think Blackstone gives a fuck, you dummy? You think they're going to stop buying the houses because this woman got shot in the face? Someone else is going to replace her. It is a machine. It is not only this woman. And I know after the Mangione shooting, the healthcare companies were doing better things. They were starting to do things that were better for 3 weeks, by the way. It's not a systemic fix. It's not. And then very quietly, those healthcare companies will start to reintroduce all of the policies that they had anyway. Yeah, so this is fucked up. People on Twitter are saying she was Luigi. This is fucked up. Stop laughing. That's fucked up. Why are you laughing at that? That's horrible. Do you want to defend yourself? Not, you know, you're not, yeah. One of my friends is here. He's laughing at that. It's not nice. Get that out of here that she was Luigi'd. Stop laughing at that. Is it the term Luigi'd with the D? Does it make you think of Mario and Luigi, the Lost Levels, which I literally just beat? I've beat it for like the third time. I'm 40 years old. You can't do this. You can't spend your entire day rejoicing in women getting shot and getting mad that Sydney Sweeney's tits are Nazis. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect your life that Sydney Sweeney wants to live on an Aryan compound with her Nazi tits and 15 children she raises to be Nazi little hunters. But I mean, not hunting Nazis, hunting other people. Let's watch this ad, please. Watch the ad with the sound off. My name is Sydney Sweeney, and I'm a Nazi. I live in a white country, and I'd like to continue to live in a white country. I love white people. Protect Europe. American Eagle. All right. I understand why people are mad. I understand why people are mad. I get it a little bit. It's the initial part of the ad where she goes, I'm a Nazi. She's like, I'm not even a fascist. I'm a Nazi. She said that the other day. Sydney Sweeney came out and she said, I'm not as fascist as much as I am a Nazi. So that was an interesting, but I think she probably crafted that with her publicist. And he was like, Why don't we just kind of give them one thing to fight over? Let's not go nuts. Listen, you're going to spend your entire life will be miserable if the fact that this woman's a Nazi bothers you. Your entire life will be miserable if you just can't get a, if you can't understand her point of view as a white woman in America who just wants her genetic imprint to thrive and rule the world. If you cannot get behind her ideas of racial purity, you don't have to agree with them. That's what you're missing. You do not have to agree with them. You have to just say Sydney Sweeney is a member of the American Nazi Party, and that's okay. I don't have to agree with her. She doesn't believe in race mixing. So what? Were there tons of black people and minorities wearing American Eagle? I don't wear American Eagle. I don't fit in it. Was a lot of black people wearing that? No. It's for Nazis of a certain size. When will American Eagle do plus size Nazi? Just because you're overweight in America doesn't mean you're not a Nazi. The Nazi community has stigmatized overweight people for too long. And I understand their emphasis on physical fitness. But there are tons of people in this country who, for whatever reason, might be disabled or they might be overweight, but they're still Nazis and want to participate in a resurgence of the American Nazi Party, but they don't have abs. So where do they fit? Where do people without abs who desperately want to be Nazis go? Not to American Eagle. Thank you very much. Our jeans stop at size 33. What? I'm just saying a movement like this has to, it takes all kinds. Not every Nazi is going to be as hot as Sydney Sweeney either. Don't, it ain't going to, I'm telling you, it won't. I'm telling you, I'm just telling you it won't. We tried to get Mark Epstein. What's going on with that? I keep trying to get my manager's assistant to get Mark Epstein on the show, Jeffrey Epstein's brother. We called him on the Patreon, but we don't have it yet. We don't have him. Mark Epstein, come on this show. Come on this show.
Love the night. Reach for Zyn After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zyn's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zyn After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Love the night? Reach for Zyn After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zyn's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zyn After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Do we have a video of Elizabeth Warren falling on the Senate floor? That just might be something fun just to watch. This is Elizabeth Warren falling down on the Senate floor. Elizabeth Warren falling on the Senate floor. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look.
In the affirmative. Baldwin, Blount Rochester, Durbin, Heinrich.
A person in a wheelchair goes to help her. What's going on with these Democrats? Elizabeth Warren, everyone, falling on the Senate floor.
Baldwin, Blount Rochester, Durbin.
She was going to be the president, by the way. She thought she was going to be the president. That woman. Falling on the Senate floor is going to be the president of the United States. TikTok hires ex-Israeli army instructor as new hate speech manager. I like that. I think that's good. I think that's good. Can I have $250 million? I don't know about this, but I feel like this person might be slightly biased on what constitutes hate speech. Erica Mindel is a former U.S. State Department contractor, CIA, who worked for Deborah Lipstadt, special envoy to combat anti-Semitism under the government of former U.S. President Joe Biden. All of these people that have worked at the State Department are largely, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are intelligence people. And they're all over these tech companies, by the way, Google, Palantir, all of these places. They're all over these places. And these companies have grown with the understanding that at any given time, the government can go in to these companies overtly or covertly and start to rearrange things they dislike, including content moderation policies that do not align with their interests at any given time. This woman will, quote, develop and drive the company's positions on hate speech and influence legislative and regulatory framework, as well as, quote, analyze hate speech trends with a specific focus on anti-Semitism. I think that there is a lot of anti-Semitism. There is a lot of racism. There is a lot of homophobia. There's a lot of all of the things. We know that because people say things and people are hateful. Oh, and some of them are trying to be funny and some of them are trying to be ironic and some of them are trying to do whatever and be inflammatory. You know, whatever the motive is, it doesn't really matter to me. Largely a lot of that, almost all of it, is what you deal with in a free society, especially on an anonymous in an anonymous place like the internet. It's where things like this thrive. Deciding what is and isn't hate speech is the new, you become the new God. You decide how we talk about what issues and what is the way we are allowed to express ourselves. And in that, you are drawing lines around reality. You're making reality into what you want. You are manufacturing reality. And I'm not saying that there's no such thing as hate speech. There is obviously such a thing as hate speech. But in a free society where people have freedom of speech, it is largely a byproduct of that. And that attempts to curtail it, bullying, harassment, all those things are legally actionable, understandable, and shouldn't be allowed. Doxing people, threatening them, all of that stuff. But when you talk about issues, the war in Gaza, immigration, trans rights, gay rights, whatever, when you talk about issues, when you police people, their reactions to that policing is, in many cases, to go completely insane. When people are not allowed to express themselves, they go completely insane. They go crazy. When they're told that they're hateful and they're not allowed to ask a question, they're not allowed to have an idea, they're not allowed to follow a field of inquiry, when you tell them that, they go insane. It accomplishes the exact opposite of what you're trying to do, unless you're trying to drive them insane. unless you want them to be insane. Unless any critique of something is supposed to look and feel insane. And in fact, driving those people into the netherworld of the internet and into online radicalization, echo chambers is the goal. And presenting any criticism of your idea as coming from the nether regions of the internet of crazy people, psychopaths, people that can't be dealt with in society. If that is the stated goal, then the content moderation policies make sense because you just drive people crazy. You drive people crazy by telling them they're not allowed to have certain discussions. When you open the doors to inquiry and freedom, it's messy and ugly, and people are going to have discussions that are disturbing and debates, and people are going to be unhappy. But hopefully what emerges is some type of middle ground or center or set of values that most people can agree with on some level. Maybe not everyone's jazzed about them, but that's literally the way forward in most of these cases. You have to let people have an opinion. You can't draw a line around something and go, you're hateful as hate speech. Because then that makes those people insane and it makes them crazy. And there is always a backlash. Whatever you want, whatever you're trying to shove down people's throat, there's always a backlash. I saw it when I saw drag queens in libraries in full drag reading to five-year-olds. I go, there's going to be a backlash. This is unnecessary. This is crazy. Indoctrinating people's children is crazy. And there's going to be a backlash. And then there is a backlash against trans people, gay people, whatever. Because people are going, wait a minute, who is part of this agenda? Why are my kids learning these ideas at 7, 4, 5? There's always a backlash. Tell people questioning what's going on in Gaza, they're going to say the Jews are control the weather. It's inevitable. You make people crazy. When you tell them that they're hateful, when they ask a question, you make them insane. You actually make them crazy. They start becoming paranoid, and justifiably so. So all of these people that are trying to stamp out hate, they're actually not. What they're trying to do is stop legitimate criticism of something. And they want to boil it down to its most extreme and toxic components so it's easily discredited. That's what it is. That's what it is. Hello, Miriam. I'm on now. I'm doing it now. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm going to... Miriam, I don't know what that means. That's Yiddish, but I think it means I'm fat. And I don't like... Miriam, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of life. There's no reason for it. Miriam, you can't threaten me with Athletic Greens. They've already left the show. Because I said I liked them when I was talking to Alex Jones. Miriam... All right, sorry. That was my aunt, Miriam Allen.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I want to end this show by saying shalom. And saying, recently, Gaza has been accused of having a famine. It's actually not true. We've obtained all of the photos of the kids in Gaza that are starving are fake. They're all kids that have anorexia because they have body image issues being brought on by TikTok, which must be banned. Sorry. I'm literally doing it now. We have found a photo of a real kid in Gaza who is not only not starving, okay? Not only is he not starving, but it exposes the lie that Hamas is saying. The lie that there are people starving in Gaza, we know that is untrue. This is a real child in Gaza that was sent to me by my aunt, Miriam Allen, who's in Gaza. Take a look. That is a Gaza child. Does that look like a hungry child? Does that look like a hungry child to you, you Israel haters? You lie! You lie! Ah! Good night.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.